this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, we're going to settle this once and for all, Lewis.
Are we?
What Easter candy is worse? The hollow chocolate bunny?
Oh.
Or Peeps? Peeps are number one. They're the best candy ever.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, I'm officially making a proclamation here, Jenny, based on a recent post on Instagram.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Hailey Bieber. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Recently took to Instagram to write, "My love, you are an incredible man. You make me a better human being. You make me happier than I've ever been."
That's not very nice to write that about another man besides your husband.
Well, she was writing this about Bieber. She goes on to say, "I'm insanely proud of who you are and who you're becoming. I love you more every single day." They're not going to make it another 6 months.
Mm-mm, no, no doubt.
Why do you see that?
Because if you have to post about that
exactly
on your social media, mm-hmm, there's trouble in paradise.
And here's one of the biggest red flag I see, and I'm going to read this to you, and then I want you to see if you can see my biggest red flag here. "You're an incredible man. You make me a better human being. You make me happier than I've ever been."
Well, okay. A, really? Have you been miserable your entire life? How is Bieber making you happy?
If you're Hailey Baldwin and you're living the life that you've lived, which mm-hmm is a privileged one.
A good life, yes.
Okay. If it takes someone else to make you happy, you're done.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Period. Now, again, that would be one thing if she had said that directly to him.
But no, and I still say that's dangerous.
Why?
Because you're responsible for your own happiness.
Oh, I agree.
Ultimately,
hands
happiness
down
is a decision. You wake yes up in the morning and mm-hmm you see, I've come in ornery. And you know what? I made that decision to be ornery.
Correct.
Because I have the power to go, you know what? I'm not going to be ornery.
Right. I'm going to change my attitude.
I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if it takes Justin Bieber, or if it takes anyone, if anyone at any point says, "You make me a better human being. You make me so happy," you're done. I'm sorry.
Really?
Someone else can't be responsible for your happiness.
No, I agree. And I agree with
Justin
you on that.
Bieber. He can't be responsible for eggs. He can't be responsible for hotel rooms.
Right.
He can't be responsible to not run someone over.
Uh-huh.
And now he's responsible for someone else's happiness?
No. I agree. I agree with you on this. I really do. However, there are some people.
You can't say I agree with you.
The fact that no person can make you happy.
All right.
Okay. We're agreeing
on
that.
Same page.
Okay. However, I do think that when you find someone, they can make you want to be a better person. They encourage you to be a...
But they don't make you a better person.
No, they don't
it's
make you a better person.
It's not as if they're off in a shop like Geppetto going, right. "I'm going to make you a better person. Beep, boop, boop, look at you. Boop, boop. Hey, I got a nose for you. Hey, we got some eyes.
Oh, no, so much better."
Oh, no.
No, but you want to do better. That's what I mean. Like, I think someone... You could be with someone and they could encourage you and make you want to do better. Make better choices.
Okay, but they're not making you a better person.
No,
and they
aren't
responsible for your happiness.
Right. Right. No, so we
you're
are
saying,
agreeing.
However, but there's really no however. The statement that I am saying is true. You're just arguing for the sake of arguing.
Now, I promise I'm not.
Now I've decided to be ornery. I'm ornery now. It's all your fault. I hate Twitter, and I hate the way people have taken the name of Peeps. I know. I've been on this Peep kick all week.
Mm-hmm, you have, yes.
And it's
gross.
Justifiable.
It's gross.
It's justifiable.
Potato to tomato. But we're not going to win! Oh, I wish I knew what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't think you did. Anyway. It's one of my favorites right there. Jenny Lewis, everybody. So when it comes to Peep.
I'm going to eat you.
Peeps are rated number one as far as the very worst Easter candy.
I agree. I support this so much.
Number two on this list from Twitter, jelly beans. Now listen, jelly beans are delicious.
I think it depends. No.
Mm-mm. What do you know? You just went into a. I think it depends. No. What
is that? I didn't think about that. There are classifications of jelly beans. If it's the original jelly beans, you can only have pink or maybe purple.
What?
Yes. If it's like, you know, the jelly beans, the Skittle jelly beans.
Yes.
You know, those are amazing. Those are great.
Well, those are Skittles.
Yeah, but there's multiple brands. Ooh, the Sweet Tart jelly beans. Have you had those?
I have had those, yes.
Those are so good.
So how can you say the jelly beans aren't good?
The original jelly beans aren't good.
Yes, they are.
Other than the pink and the purple.
You know what I'm getting you?
What?
Nothing but licorice.
Ah.
I'm going to get you
gross. I just threw up.
I think my biggest memory of jelly beans was the Easter baskets and the Easter grass.
Yes. Why did our parents put loose jelly beans in the baskets?
Exactly. I think they were trying to raise gold miners because eventually you had to kind of sift through the grass and you'd shake your basket.
Yes.
A little shake so it would go all the way to the bottom.
Yep.
And then you pull out, and then, but when you got to the end, you pull out the Easter grass, that fake grass. And then eventually you'd be like, oh no, I'm out of candy. So you would do that desperate search.
Yes.
Through, and you would pull out each individual strand hoping for a stray
jelly bean
that you would then.
Oh. Be disappointed with.
No.
Yes.
Jenny,
you'd
admit
it. You'd eat it. Exactly. Of course you eat it. You have to.
Because jelly beans are not the second worst Easter candy ever. Number three on this list, and I agree wholeheartedly, should be number one.
Okay.
Chocolate bunny, the white variety. You give me a white chocolate bunny, what are you doing?
Well, I feel like that's the last resort.
That's a party foul.
No, that's the last resort chocolate. You know what I mean? When you've run out of all of the other good chocolates in the house. You're like, oh, I need something sweet. Oh, we have white chocolate.
But here's the question. Why do you have white chocolate in your house? All right, the Easter Bunny is warming up, doing his stretches, all of that
getting
stuff.
Ready.
Getting his Easter basket. He's going to go hip-hoppity. I've always wondered, because bunnies are small. They're
not
so
the
small.
Easter Bunny.
You think the Easter... I
think the Easter Bunny's big.
Okay.
Like your size.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tall.
That'd be frightening. Does he carry all those baskets? Just piles them on his ears. Sorry, doesn't.
I'm making one trip.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny is like a man carrying groceries up a third floor walk-up. I'm not coming back down here.
No, I'm the same way. Like I'm the same way.
But you park in the garage.
Well, yeah, but then there's the steps and the kitchen.
Do you walk right into the kitchen from your garage?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Still make one trip.
Anyway, the Easter Bunny's getting warmed up. He's taking out Easter candy. And I'm assuming that the Easter Bunny's a man. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually asked the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Nowhere have I ever seen him.
No.
I've never been awake when the Easter Bunny has come in and brought in those, those baskets.
Me neither.
He's still kind of... Ah! Sorry. Name's Peter.
Where's my carrot?
See the tail? All right, then you go back to sleep. Just dropping off these peeps for you, buddy. You want me to open them? All right, good. It's good to see you. Sleep well.
Thanks, Pete.
Twitter had the hashtag worst Easter candy ever. And number one was Peeps, which is the best Easter candy ever. Number two, jelly beans. Number three, white chocolate bunnies. I'll agree with that. Number four, a much divisive candy as well, Cadbury eggs.
Oh, I love a good Cadbury eggs.
The number four
Cadbury
worst
eggs.
Candy ever, though.
No.
I'm going to say they are right on that one.
What?
Now and Later's number five.
No, I kind of like Now and Later's.
I do too. And it's not one of those things where you're like, man, I really want a Now and Later. Now and Later is one of those candies that just presents itself and you go, that looks really good.
I'll eat that.
Have you ever intentionally sought out an hour later?
No, never.
You always just, they're just there.
No, when they're there, though, you're like, yes.
Yes, I will have a Now and
I
Later.
I will have that.
I think what Now and Later's are Starbursts that have passed their expiration date. They're like, we're just going to rewrap these things.
We're going to meld the flavors together.
We call these Starbursts, right? Kind of late to eat this, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Now or later.
Or later.
Hey, just repackage it, Bill. Good job. High five to you. Number six, the hollow chocolate bunny. Worst Easter candy ever.
I agree with this.
Oh, you got me a chocolate bunny. That's great. Oh,
so excited.
Thanks. You couldn't fill
it? Oh, it's hollow.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
Number seven, peppermint gum. Who's giving out peppermint gum?
Who's giving out gum?
In an Easter basket.
In an Easter basket? No.
You're wrong on that one, Peter.
Yeah, way wrong.
And number eight, candy corn, which I love candy corn. I love everything about candy corn.
I do too.
If you don't like candy corn, here's what I tell you to do. Go out and get yourself some roasted peanuts, put it in with a candy corn. Your life will never be the same.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, hey, what's happening in Hollywood, kid?
Lori Loughlin, I know that we've talked a lot about the whole college scandal. Well, now we find out from her daughter that Lori Loughlin's husband lied to his parents about attending USC, but stole their tuition money. So this kind of dates back. I mean, this is history just continuing to get worse. He not only convinced his dad that he was a student by falsifying report cards, he got him to fork over all of his money, all of the tuition, and put it towards a t-shirt business, which of course started then his fashion line eventually. But do you suppose he paid his parents back? Probably not. Probably not, because that's who he is.
Here's the thing that also came out yesterday. They say that Lori Loughlin and her husband, however you say his name, how do you say it?
Gianulli.
Yep. Gianulli. Yeah, I don't know. Guy who made t-shirts.
We'll call him Massimo.
All right. Massimo? He's responsible for Massimo?
He is, actually. Yeah, the Target line.
Well, that makes sense. They never fit me anyway, so I didn't like that guy. They apparently made a calculated decision, a deliberate decision to get involved in the admission scandal because they felt they'd save money this way instead of making a huge donation to USC like every other celebrity does so that their kid can get in. No, they felt that they'd just spend $500,000. It was the more discreet option.
The more discreet option?
Yes.
Meaning, I don't even think they'd pay $500,000 for a 4-year education at USC.
No.
Right, so how is this the more discreet option? You knew your kids weren't going to get in, period.
Well, I just say, you know, pat the kids on the head and say, Los Angeles Community College, kid.
Right, I mean...
Go to LACC, you'll be fine, you'll be a locker.
Well, the daughter said, Olivia Jade on her podcast, this, you know, she kind of revealed the whole... her dad's situation on her podcast a couple of days actually before this story leaked. But she said that her parents wanted her to go to college because they didn't go to college. Yeah. And they really forced her to go. But she already had brands. She already had her whole Instagram makeup thing going for her. So, I mean, again, $500,000, that's an expensive, that's a lot of money, even for Lori Loughlin and even for, you know, her hubby.
Yeah, I think she's got, the daughter now that does the makeup has got a brand new brand.
She does.
It does. It's going to be fantastic. Makeup that looks so good, it's almost cheating.
Ooh. So all week long, we've been talking about happening this Friday. Lil Dicky was going to drop his new song.
And what did I say it was going to be about?
You said it was going to be about Earth Day.
Uh-huh.
Right? And how it was this generation's.
Which is coming up on Monday.
Yes. And how it was this generation's We Are the World.
Yes.
And I disagree. I said, no, really? I don't know. How can they do that? You know? Mm-hmm. So we actually have a clip of this song.
Earthlings out there, just wanted to say.
We love the Earth. It is our planet. We love the Earth.
I just like to review. Little Dicky loves the Earth. It is our planet.
Earth, it is our home.
It's our home.
We love the Earth.
Oh,
it is our planet.
Thanks for the review.
We love the Earth. It is our home.
Hi, I'm a baboon.
That's where he hit the nail on the head. Justin Bieber is a baboon.
That is Justin Bieber. And
I can't
really
play anymore.
I was just going to say, that's really all we can play. But it's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. And the celebrities like Miley Cyrus, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, Sia, Ariana Grande, they all are animals, with the exception of Kanye West. I'm Kanye West.
And just so you know, Mom, Dad, this is not a cartoon that the kids should be watching.
It's not appropriate for your children to be watching.
So thank you, Lil Dicky, for making it a cartoon. Ha ha!
Kanye, good job. Can we just talk a little bit about Jason Momoa?
Oh.
And you know how I feel about him. I'm a fan. I'll just say that. I'm a fan. He shaved his beard. Now, it's not even... Okay, whew, I gotta calm down.
Well, he shaved his beard which I give him credit for. He's a, but he said, I'm going to do this in order to build awareness about recycling aluminum.
Yes. Well, and plastics. Plastics, he said, are killing the population. And if we have a solution, he said, I want to bring that awareness. You're right. Aluminum, plastics. He just really wants to save our planet, which I suppose is... it's good, but why he shaved his beard for this purpose, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, but there's someone out there collecting the beard shavings.
Oh, you know
there is. And I'd just like to point out that now that you've shaved your beard, Jason Momoa, you're going to be using more plastic and more aluminum and more metal because you're going to be shaving your face.
You know, you're right about that. You're right about that.
You would have been using less.
Yeah, so keep your beards. That's all I'll say. Keep the beard. That's today's beat.
It's hotter in here than it normally is.
It is. It's a little warm.
It's like a sauna.
A little. I wouldn't go as far as sauna. I'm just saying it's a little hot in here.
Well, I'm sweating places I didn't know I had places.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's,
yeah, it's for me. It's warm in here. Yeah. And it's, I think it's because we are just so jam-packed.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. I had actually requested stadium seating in here. We didn't get it.
Nope, we didn't. But. Nope.
We are joined this morning by some gentlemen from Western High School. Good morning to all of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm going to have you two scoot a little closer for me. Get closer. Pretend like you actually like each other there for it. I'm going to say good morning to Cannon Deneau. Did I get that right, Cannon?
Cannon.
Cannon. Cannon. Should put a K in there. This is what happens when Frankie's off.
Kanan. I know. We have to write down things on our Kanan. Own.
Gazza Hindstar is here with us as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Drew Pastriza.
Morning.
And Zach Nortley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You guys are all here. You took part in Junior Achievement CEO Challenge. Now, Gazza Hind, what exactly is the CEO Challenge?
So the CEO Challenge is kind of like a Jackson County school competition for students to take in a part of. You have to like design a product or like a company that'll kind of benefit the people around you, you know. It all takes place in the Jackson College. They provide the spacing for us, and we were really happy to be a part of that.
Drew Pastriza, is this basically kind of like a Shark Tank type of deal? Is that how the setting was?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. There's a massive common area where all the teams sat together at the Baker College, which is where it happened this year. And then they split us off in these different rooms. There was a first round where all the groups presented, was it once or twice?
Twice.
And then it went into like a bracket kind of system where it was two groups went head to head. So they were in the same room, one group presented and the other group presented. Then they chose the best of the two presentations. And they went on to the final round, which was in front of all the judges, a bunch of people from, or business owners in Jackson County, in the massive area in front of everyone.
A little nerve-wracking, was it?
Yeah. I'd almost say the waiting was worse than the actual presenting.
So what was it, Kanan, that you guys actually presented? What was your idea?
Yeah, so our idea was Easy ID, and it was essentially automated attendance in schools using RFID readers, and we also built...
Can you do that in English? Well, what exactly... Tell me what the problem was, and how did you solve it? Because you're talking in techie language, which sounds like something that you're used to, but you might as well just be making up abbreviations for me at this point. What exactly was it that you did?
So the problem in schools is... attendance is taking too long. Okay. It doesn't seem like it, but on average, a teacher takes 2 minutes to take attendance, and that adds up over time. So our solution is automated attendance. So as soon as the person walks through the door, attendance is taken, so there's no mishaps.
Zach Nortley is here too. And Zach, I understand you were responsible for actually the prototype of this. Is that,
yes.
You actually made it. So what was your solution then? As a group, you came up with the idea, and Zach, you put it together. What was it?
Yeah. So we had this RFID type reader. It sits inside of a door.
Okay.
And as you walk in the door, it reads an ID and marks you absent, tardy, or present based on time of arrival.
What kind of scanner is it?
An RFID.
RFID. Do you know what that stands for?
Yes.
What is it?
Radio Frequency Identification.
Man, see? That's the kind of smarts that That'll get you paid later on in life, man. So yeah. It scans you through the door. So then the door then would have a scanner.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm picturing something like when you walk into a supermarket, but a much more scaled down thing that would scan you or whatever. It just kind of looks for a certain thing. It looks for the tag then that would be on something, say, at Kroger. And if someone was walking out the door, it's got a tag on it, and a siren goes off. But this, there's no siren. It's just marking you.
Yes.
All right, that's brilliant. You guys are going to actually have a chance to do this in a beta test. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a minute. And maybe we'll play a little game. We'll see how smart you guys really are. It's Amy Shark now. Tell them all I said hi. K105.3.
Good morning.
Tell them all I said hi. That's Amy Shark, K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here on this Good Friday, it's Scott, it's Jenny, and we are joined live in studio by a contingency of Western High School students. Good morning once again, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to go left to right on your radio dial here. We're joined by Zach Nortley, Drew Pestriza, Kanan, right?
Yes.
Kanan, all right. Kanan Danoon and Geza Hein-Starr. I'd like to, first off, thank their parents for giving them such lovely names. Kanan. All right, Kanan, I know that. But Geza Hein, I've never... What is the country of origin for that one?
So it's actually Ethiopian name.
Okay.
That's where it comes from, yep.
A little closer to that microphone for me. I heard you, okay. But just in the future there. You guys are talking about the CEO Challenge. You've come up with a great way through, basically, I'm gonna dumb this down so that I can understand it. You got your photo ID that usually comes on a little laminated card, and a lot of those laminated cards you can scan and they unlock doors, like a hotel key card, for instance. There's some technology inside those that can help you open that door. You've taken that same type of idea, that same type of technology, and you're postulating that if you put it inside an ID tag, which students should wear inside their school, and then you have some type of scanner inside the doorway that you can easily take attendance. But there's another nice thing in here, too, where you talked about a little haptic or something to that effect.
Yes,
that can identify someone in the event of what? Who's going to take that one for me?
It's not necessarily identification. It's if the office notices like a fire's happening, they will send out a signal that the card will pick up, and then it'll start buzzing on the student's chest.
Okay.
And it's not like it's not touch. You walk through the door. It's very passive. So the student won't forget to tap it on the door. Just walk through and it marks you.
Love it. And you guys did this with the CEO Challenge through Junior Achievement. Now you're going to be able to be funded to do a little beta test in a couple of classrooms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys are smart.
So smart.
I want to see how smart they are, Jenny. I really do.
All right. You ready? Let's see.
Let's do this. 768-4-HIT, 768-3-4s, followed by an 8. Let's play a little over-under. We have four supposedly very intelligent gentlemen here. We're going to find out just how smart they are. You're certainly smart, gentlemen. I don't even want to go up against you. But I'm looking for a contestant right now. What are we going to do? We can do 4 6-inch subs to Subway?
Let's do Subway, yes.
All right. And 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. I'm going to ask these gentlemen 3 questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you, the caller, are going to have to do is determine whether or not the actual answer is over or under their answer. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Megan,
good morning. Say good morning to the gentleman here, Megan.
Morning.
All right, Megan.
Morning.
Here we go. I'm going to ask these Western High School students 3 questions, and you're going to have to determine whether or not their answers are over or under the actual answers. Here we go. All right, gentlemen. In 1909, an exhibition of German sausages was one of the largest such events ever staged. How many varieties of sausage were displayed? Oh, yeah.
46.
46?
46.
We're going to go 46. We lock it in.
All right.
Question number 2. What is the average lifespan of a firefly in days?
Three days.
All right. Drew says 3 days. We lock it in. And finally,
Kanan.
Yeah, no. Don't ask me. I barely know my own kids' names. That's why I call them the boy and the girl. Sometimes that's even hard. In what year was the first successful kidney transplant performed?
Maybe like 1960s.
1960s? What year? I need a...
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
64.
We lock it in. All right, Megan. They're pretty confident with their answers. Here we go. A 1909. exhibition of German sausages was one of the largest such events ever staged. How many varieties of sausage were displayed?
The guy said 46.
The actual answer, over or under 46?
Over.
Yes, over. Just a little bit over 1,785 wow. types of sausages. Oh.
Wow, that's yeah. the worst.
And I... wow. And she's gone for the rest of the day. You gonna be all right, Jenny?
I'm okay. I was waiting.
Question number two. What is the average lifespan of a firefly in days?
The guy said 3.
Is the actual answer over or under 3?
Over.
Over is correct, yes. Actually, 7 days. 7 days. And what's the problem with a firefly is they're always trying to go towards the light.
Don't do it.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. And finally, just for funsies, in what year was the first kidney transplant performed?
They said 1964.
Is the actual answer over or under 1964?
Under.
It actually was. Yes, it was 1954. That's still good enough for the win. Congratulations to you. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Congratulations, Megan. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Turkey.
Sounds good. I'll have that. All right, Megan, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! Gentlemen, it's great to meet you.
Yeah,
it's good to know that our future is being held in your hands, because at some point, I'm going to be in a retirement home, and I'm going to rely on some of the technologies that you've put together to help me, okay?
All right.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Forecast now for Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering.
Mohawk Flooring comes with a warranty that covers all pets, all accidents, all the time. If we can't get it clean, Mohawk will replace it for free. Mohawk Smart Strain Carpet is the softest, most durable, stain-free carpet on the planet. In addition to the instant rebate, Kristoff's also has many carpets that are discounted from their regular price. Spring is here, and now is the time to replace the carpet before you get busy with summer projects.
42 the high for the day today. Wind gusts up as high as around 32 miles per hour. So anchor your Pomeranians or your former mayors. 60% chance of showers for the overnight tonight. The low reaching 37 and 48 the high for your Saturday with a 70% chance
of showers. For the record, I weigh more than Derek, I think.
Don't go outside today, Jason.
Yeah, I won't. Just,
if you do, wear heavily weighted shoes.
I will.
Hold someone's hand.
So sorry. Jason Smith, probably one of the funniest guys I know. But honestly, I'm going to tell you, he is someone that, and I was just saying this to someone last night, I have questions about city politics or politics in general, and Jason can answer those questions for me. So I look at you not only as a friend, but a font of knowledge as well.
Well, I mean, I paid a lot of money in student loans for that, so I better use it.
So I have a list here of the 8 worst types of Easter candy. Number 1 is Peeps, which I will say is wrong.
No, I agree.
It's all lies.
Awful.
It's the worst Easter candy
Thank
ever.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes our segment with Jason Smith. Number 2 is jelly beans, worst candy ever. White chocolate bunnies. Why would you ever get white chocolate?
Because it's
On
delicious.
Accident.
It's not. Cadbury cream eggs, number 4. Now and Laters, stale Starburst.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah, but they're stale Starburst.
I was saying this earlier, though. If you get yourself a Now and Later, it's not anything you go out and seek, but if there's Now and Laters, you go, oh, Now and Laters. I remember I like those.
No, you don't.
No?
No, you don't. Yeah. Nobody does. It's like when you're at a restaurant and you're like, oh man, I want a Coke. And they're like, is Pepsi okay? I guess. If that's all you got.
That is not, no.
But
it's not
yeah,
true.
It's like, man, I want Starburst. And like, is Now or Later okay? I guess.
Number 6, hollow chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
That's a joke right there. Peppermint gum and candy corn ran out the list. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, what's on your mind, man?
Well, I just wanted to call. I don't know. Maybe I'm the second person in the county to say it's not Easter without Peeps.
Thank you very much, Rob.
No, it very much is Easter.
No, it's not Easter if there's not a Peep. All right? And I don't want to hear Peep out of you about it.
Peeps are terrible.
Yuck.
Oh, my high fructose diet says that Peeps are terrible.
That all right. Rob, thank you. Have a good day. You got to have stale Peeps, though. Okay, so Jason Smith is here. He is a candy connoisseur. Really. And I think no one can speak to this better than Jason Smith, because he, number one, loves candy. I've seen it on his desk. I've come in. There's an entire bag of donuts.
There's a half one there right now. I've been here. I've been here, what, in about an hour?
Box of hot tamales.
You have hot tamales?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't
Jason.
Even a box. It was the bag. You know how you can get the
you
box?
Have a bag of hot tamales?
It's a share size, which I'm not sharing with anyone.
No, not even a little bit.
Rude.
Love you, Jenny.
But he's the only one that is gutsy enough to leave his snacks out on his desk. Now, I don't know where his snack drawer is.
It's a well-kept secret. That is an industry secret.
So what is your favorite Easter candy then?
Cadbury cream egg.
Thank you. High five. Ugh. Yes. Yes. Now, do you like the caramel egg though?
No.
Right. Thank you.
I like caramel, but I don't like the cream
egg. Wait. You like what? I'm sorry.
What did you say?
Oh, here we go.
What did you say?
So when do we start looking for a new co-host?
No.
Oh.
What did you say about that?
It's caramel.
I'm going to eat
you. You really just said caramel.
Are we really going to challenge me on this?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
We're not going to win.
What exactly do you mean by caramel? I mean, what? You went to Michigan Center. I've been to Michigan Center. At no point was there anybody fancy enough to go, I would like some caramel, please.
Have you ever had the caramel corn at Michigan Center?
Caramel corn, yeah.
I've
had the caramel corn at Michigan Center.
We are top shelf when it comes to our caramel.
Oh, he keeps saying it.
He does too.
I'm doing it on purpose, you know, at this point.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Scott, it's Jason.
Jason, good morning to you.
Listen, I know the mayor of Michigan Center, Mr. Jerry Cox, and he does not say caramel.
No. I don't think...
I'm sorry.
Jerry Cox has problems putting full sentences together, let alone saying the delineation.
It is caramel. Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel.
I think Jerry would agree with me on this.
I don't think Jerry and you would agree on anything, sir.
This is very, very true. I've known Jerry for a long time, and that is 100% accurate.
Oh, let's see here.
Have fun, guys. I'm right. Listening on my way to work. Enjoy your day.
Have a great day.
Bye. I appreciate it. You know, let's find out what Jerry Cox thinks here. I think I have his phone number. Let's go ahead and give him a call, see if he answers. You can give us a call here, 768-4-HIT, 768-34s, followed by an 8, and let us know where you weigh in on this heated debate. Is it caramel or caramel? Caramel or caramel? We'll find out. No, it's caramel, for crying out loud. Let's see if Jerry Cox is going to answer his phone. He works over at Art Main Chevrolet. Find new roads at artmainchevy.com. I happened to go into his office at his desk the other day, and I happen to decorate it, so I know he wants to talk to me. Hey, Jerry, how you doing? It's Scott Clow.
What's up?
What's going on? Hey, the mayor, Jason Smith, is here with us, too. Jenny is here as well. Jason Ashenfelter just called us. We're having a debate this morning, and he said, how do you say the word that we're saying here, Jason?
It's caramel.
Caramel.
Ugh.
Is it, Jerry, is it caramel or caramel?
Now, is this directly in relationship to the food?
Yes.
Yes.
Not the name.
Then it's caramel.
Thank you very much. Right there.
You are very welcome. I'm glad I could help.
No, and we've got a winning song here for you. Let's go ahead and...
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
This is what we play when you're wrong.
Oh...
Hey, Jerry, how was your desk yesterday?
Oh, you know, revenge is mine. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out yet, but...
Jerry, I have keys.
Jason sent me a picture. Jenny, you're going to have to help me out with
all right.
The revenge.
I got you, Jerry.
I love you. Thank you.
Oh, this will be fun. This will be fun. It's like doing a trivia contest against a kindergartner.
Wow. It's on. Jerry, it's on.
Ow.
You've got my number, Jerry.
Oh, I do. I got your digits, girl.
All righty, Jerry. I love you, man. Be good out there.
Love you, too. You guys have a great and safe weekend.
You too.
Happy Easter, brother. What about you, Jenny? What are you doing Easter?
Church, and then we're all going out to eat this year.
Really?
We are. I know.
I thought you were having dinner at your house.
Well, we were, but plans changed.
Did you get a little too pushy?
No, of course not.
Did you send out an email or a Facebook message asking telling everybody what they were doing?
Typically, yes, that's what I do.
Did you do that?
Not this year. Nope, not this year. Nope, we decided to go out, and that's what I'm sticking to.
Who decided to go out? Everybody but you?
No, actually, Jenny, it was my idea.
To go out.
For us to go out, yes.
When did this idea come about?
Wednesday of this week.
Okay.
Yep. I'm.
And you're sticking to the story that it was your idea.
It really was my idea.
Family's idea.
No.
Going,
no.
Hey, because I'm a master at making people think that they have an idea.
I am equally as good at that.
Uh huh.
It really was a communal idea.
Jason, you buying this?
No, not in the least.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
Not in the least.
It's going to be weird not having it at my house.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Anywhere but your house.
Hey, this is turning out to be an awesome Easter, Mom. Isn't way it? To go.
Yes.
Way to raise the bar.
We should do this every holiday.
We're still matching. Let it be said, though, that we are still matching colors.
Oh, why would
we
you
have color coordinated?
Exactly.
What?
Say that
why?
Again, Jason.
Why would you do that to your children? That's so mean.
They love it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do
we
not.
We picked a color. They don't have matching dresses. That ship has sailed.
Who said that they really love this?
Every single person other than my brother and his family.
Yes. So your kids say, I love getting up and dressing just like the rest of the family.
In colors, we color coordinate.
Your children have said they enjoy color coordinating.
Yeah, they do.
What's the color, I guess?
Light blue.
What?
This year is like your shirt.
What was the sentence?
You could come to church with us and match.
What was the sentence used by your children that made you think they really like this?
They said, Mom, we like this. No, no they said, what color are we doing for Easter this year?
Are you wearing your liar pants?
No, those are the dry cleaners.
Wow, what kind of lie were you telling?
Just slightly burned.
That is an intense lie.
Jason Smith, man, always good to see you.
Definitely, man. Thank you for
having
me.
You coming in. Quick rundown of your forecast brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Page Avenue in Michigan Center. The average softwater system uses 12 bags plus per year of salt. Not the Connecticut Softwater System. No. It uses just 5. High today, 42, 90% chance of showers, 50-50 shot at rain overnight, and a 70% chance of showers for your Saturday. Looking mostly sunny on Sunday. Overnight low tonight, 37. Tomorrow's high, 48. And we'll be up to 66 on Sunday. Monday, just a little preview, 72. Mostly sunny skies.
Yes.
What's the high on Saturday again here?
Saturday, the high is 48.
72 in D.C.
Yeah, his mic needs to be shut off.
Yeah. We already said goodbye to him.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
He's still... Mm-hmm.
I have to
rub it in a little bit. Just a little bit.
Jenny, it's time for me to get out of here, kid.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that...
Don't get caught.